AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from on location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. While Avadyne and Garmin have largely owned the market for light aircraft electronic flight display systems, Bendix King has been dormant. But later this year, the company will begin delivering its new Apex Edge glass system, a combination PFD-MFD integrated package suitable for retrofit in older aircraft. From on location in Lakeland, Florida, Bendix King's Dan Barks gives us an update on this major product line.
We're speaking here at the Sun and Fun Show with Dan Barks of Bendix King. We're going to talk about the Apex Edge, a new glass panel product from Bendix King, which is in developmental works. Tell us where we are with the program, Dan.
Okay, the first two products of the Apex Edge series are the KSN 770 and the KFD 840 primary flight display. Both of those units are entering flight test here within the month. We'll have our Cessna 182 with these products installed at Oshkosh and be able to show customers installed in the airplane. We will then be entering in certification thereafter, and we expect to submit for TSO about late third quarter, early fourth quarter, and then it takes 30 to 60 days to finalize your certification.
And those will have an approved model list for installation?
That's right, they both will. Yeah.
Okay. Now the basic features of these on the left side, the main display is a primary flight display, and then you have a multifunction display in the center. How does the communications and navigation integrate with this?
Okay, the interfaces on the primary flight display are very traditional. We've got both analog and digital, ARINC 429 and RS-232. So it'll interface to a wide variety of navigators, including the KSN 770. The two in this particular example will talk via ARINC 429.
And will they interface with other navigators, say Garmin and older GPSs?
Yep, it'll interface with the Garmin, older GPSs, as well as older navcoms.
Okay. And how about the external sensor input, weather and lightning and traffic, and I guess we have a full TAWS package with this?
Yeah, the 770 has four options. Charts and maps is an option, a 16-watt comm is an option, a radar, like an airborne radar, is an option, and the embedded TAWS is an option.
We're on location at Sun and Fun 2008. More of our conversation with Dan Barks in a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Paul Bertarelli from on location at Sun and Fun 2008.
Okay, and the radar, what kind of a sensor will that use?
The airborne radar will interface with our RDS and ART series radars.
Those are all digital radars?
That's right. And those have been the radars we've sold since really the early 80s, starting with the RDS series. It will also interface with our XM weather sensor, Datalink weather. And that isn't an option, it'll interface with the XM as a base unit.
And will the data link and the airborne weather, will they be able to be combined on a single screen, or do you toggle for those?
The data link and the airborne radar, they will be able to be combined. All the traffic, TAWS, and weather will be able to overlay together in whichever is a sensible and a clear overlay. Some things are tricky, as you know, when you get radar and ground props together, they share colors, and so we have to be careful which combinations we allow, but we'll allow every combination that we can.
And how about a lightning sensor?
Yes, the WX500.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about prices of these as individual units and a typical install price, if you have any kind of estimate.
Yeah, the list price for the 770 is $13,995, and that includes a WASP GPS and a nav and a comm and the multifunction features I talked about. We haven't priced the options yet. We expect release pricing a little bit later in the year. The KFD840 primary flight display is $16,995 list, and that includes the internal AHARS and air data system that's part of, as well as the remote magnetometer, which is the, you know, the sensor that gives you the senses north.
Will this install kit be designed for retrofit and older airplanes?
Yes, they're both specifically designed for retrofit, and we've worked hard to make them as affordable to install as possible. We have plans to get dealers to quote the install so we can provide some more information later. We just haven't published any of that yet.
And when do you expect to be shipping these?
They'll both ship when they're certified, which, as I said, they'll be submitted for certification late third quarter, so we expect to be shipping them in 08.
Okay. The first and the last quarter of 08?
It'd be the last quarter of 08, yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun and Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.